Actions for and against nature. 2. Reading particle physics. 2. A river. The radical consequences that follow from the assumption of superposition are well illustrated by what is called the double slits experiment. Richard Feynman, the spirited Nobel Prize physicist who has caught the popular imagination with his anecdotal books, once described this phenomenon as lying at the heart of quantum mechanics. He took the view that you had to swallow quantum theory whole without worrying about the taste or whether you could digest it. This could be done by gulping down the double slits experiment. For in reality, it contains the only mystery. We cannot make the mystery go away by explaining how it works. We will just tell you how it works. In telling you how it works, we will have told you about the basic peculiarities of all quantum mechanics. After such a trailer, the reader will surely want to get to grips with this intriguing phenomenon. The experiment involves a source of quantum entities. Let us say, an electron gun that fires a steady stream of particles. These particles impinge on a screen in which there are two slits, A and B. Beyond the slitted screen, there is a detector screen that can register the arrival of the electrons. It could be a large photographic plate on which each incident electron will make a mark. The rate of delivery from the electron gun is adjusted so that there is only a single electron traversing the apparatus at any one time. We then observe what happens. The electrons arrive at the detector screen one by one, and for each of them, one sees a corresponding mark appearing that records its point of impact. This manifests individual electron behavior in a particle-like mode. However, when a large number of marks have accumulated on the detector screen, we find that the collective pattern they have created shows the familiar form of an interference effect. There is an intense dark spot on the screen opposite the point midway between the two slits, corresponding to the location where the largest number of electron marks have been deposited. On either side of this central band, there are alternating light and diminishingly dark bands, corresponding to the non-arrival and arrival of electrons. At these positions respectively. Such a diffraction pattern, as the physicists call these interference effects, is the unmistakable signature of electrons behaving in a wave-like mode. The phenomenon is a neat example of electron-wave-particle duality. Electrons arriving one by one is particle-like behavior. The resulting collective interference pattern is wave-like behavior. But there is something much more interesting than that to be said. We can probe a little deeper into what is going on by asking the question, when an indivisible single electron is traversing the apparatus, through which screen, through which slit does it pass in order to get to the detector screen? Let us suppose that it went through the top slit, A. If that were the case, the lower slit B was really irrelevant, and it might just as well have been temporarily closed up. But with only A open, the electron would not be most likely to arrive at the midpoint of the far screen, but instead, it would be most likely to end up at the point opposite A. Since this is not the case, we conclude that the electron could not have gone through A. Standing the argument on its head, we conclude that the electron could not have gone through B either. What then was happening? That great and good man, Sherlock Holmes, was fond of saying that when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains must have been the case, however improbable it may seem to be. Applying this Holmesian principle leads us to the conclusion that the indivisible single electron went through both slits, A and B. In terms of classical intuition, this is a nonsense conclusion. In terms of quantum theory's superposition principle, however, it makes perfect sense. The state of motion of the electron was the addition of the states going through A and going through B. The superposition principle implies two very general features of quantum theory. One is that it is no longer possible to form a clear picture of what is happening in the course of physical process. Living as we do in the classical, everyday world, it is impossible for us to visualize an indivisible particle going through both slits. The other consequence is that it is no longer possible to predict exactly what will happen when we make an observation. Suppose we were to modify the double slits experiment by putting a detector screen near each of the two slits so that it could be determined which slit an electron had passed through. It turns out that this modification of the experiment would bring about two consequences. One is that sometimes the electron would be detected near slit A, and sometimes it would be detected near slit B. It would be impossible to predict where it would be found on any particular occasion, but over a long series of trials, the relative probability associated with the two slits would be 50-50. This illustrates the general feature that in quantum theory, predictions of the results of measurement are statistical in character and not deterministic. Quantum theory deals in probabilities rather than certainties. The other consequence of this modification of the experiment would be the destruction of the interference pattern on the final screen. No longer would electrons tend to the middle point of the detector screen, but they would split evenly between those arriving opposite A and those arriving opposite B. In other words, the behavior one finds depends upon what one chooses to look for. Asking a particle-like question, which slipped, gives a particle-like answer. Asking a wave-like question, only about the final accumulated pattern on the detector screen, for example, gives a wave-like answer. You can never step in the same river twice. Ah.